Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
My name is Kimberly Cummins, and I'm a research student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. Before Barbados gained its independence on November 30th, 1966, the major festival in late November and December was Christmas and its associated celebrations. On this day, November 26, 1950, as the festive season approached, Barbadians were embracing a spirit of generosity and celebration with a range of community fundraising events. From bazaars to raffles, dances and caroling, these events were highlighted in the pages of the Barbados Advocate newspaper to demonstrate how the community came together to support charitable causes and enjoy the season's revelry. Adding excitement to the season was a grand raffle organized in aid of the Royal and Merchant Navy Welfare League. The raffle featured impressive prizes, such as a Kloster brand electric radio pickup to a $50 grocery voucher, a child's tricycle, one case of Scotch whiskey, one lady's gold wristwatch, one pigskin traveling bag, and one pair of ladies' or gents' flannel slacks. Tickets priced at 1 shilling were available at K. Shepherd & Company Limited from December 1st to 7th, with contributions from several prominent businesses, including Messrs. William Fogarty & Company Limited, K. Shepherd & Company Limited, Colonnade Stores, The Costa & Company Limited, C.F. Harrison & Company Barbados Limited, and Knights Limited. The cost of printing the tickets was donated by the makers of Trumpeter & Clipper cigarettes. The public was also invited to the annual bazaar, which was held on Saturday, December 2nd, and scheduled to take place at the Drill Hall, under the distinguished patronage of His Excellency the Governor and Mrs. Savage. Proceeds would benefit the Old Ladies' Home, a deserving charity that serves some of the island's most vulnerable residents. It was advertised that attendees would have an enjoyable opportunity to shop for Christmas gifts, including toys, novelties, needlework, Christmas crackers and cards, and festive plants, while they indulged in local dishes and sweet treats. The event promised entertainment for all ages, with lucky dips, games of chance, a well-stocked bar, and music by the police band under Captain Raison. Admission was set at 1 shilling for adults, and 6 pence for children and nurses. Social gatherings were also on the calendar, with the Leeward Cricket Club hosting their annual dance at Springhall Plantation House on December 2nd. Cleve Gittins provided the music, and dancing was expected to run from 9 p.m. to 3 a.m. Meanwhile, the Combermere School Glee Club had planned to perform carols on December 21st at the school, under the patronage of the governor and his wife. Tickets for this musical evening were priced at 2 shillings and 1 shilling. Although there was no single formalized festival that dominated the pre-independence November and December calendar, the combination of charitable and social activities during this period created a festive atmosphere that marked the approach of Christmas and the New Year. As highlighted in the Barbados Advocate newspaper, on this day, November 26, 1950,
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.